This guy is Brian Curtis Raymond, and he is Schrodinger's chief technical officer. You see, Brian Curtis Raymond has the unique superpower of simultaneously being CTO and not CTO of the same company, depending on who you ask and who they hired to do their crisis management. That is, ever since Brian Curtis Raymond was indicted 2 weeks ago for helping Chinese nationals to illegally smuggle millions of dollars worth of NVIDIA GPUs into China by way of Malaysia and Thailand. And over the last 2 weeks, I've been backtracking Brian's footsteps, even as the people who hired him tried to erase them, finding everything from patent trolls to Bitcoin mining shitcos, data center operators, and even my favorite round-tripping NeoCloud. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and our story begins on November 20th in Forbes with this one. AI founder illegally shipped NVIDIA chips to China in $4 million scheme, DOJ alleges. Prosecutors have accused Brian Raymond, founder of AI infrastructure and consulting company Bitworks, and three others of selling coveted NVIDIA chips to unspecified Chinese companies. A U.S.-based businessman and NVIDIA partner was illegally selling the chip giant's most powerful AI processors and HP supercomputers to Chinese customers, according to a federal indictment filed earlier this month. Huntsville, Alabama-based Brian Raymond, founder of AI infrastructure company Bitworks, is accused of allegedly working with three others to sell chips to unspecified Chinese companies registered in Hong Kong. His co-defendants include two Chinese nationals and one U.S. citizen born in Hong Kong. In total, the men sold as many as 350 NVIDIA chips and 10 HP supercomputers. Those are servers that contain multiple NVIDIA GPUs for nearly $4 million. The indictment was first reported by the independent outlet CourtWatch. Han Ning Ho, Cham Li, and Jing Chen are accused of seeking out potential Chinese customers who wanted NVIDIA GPUs. They acquired the chips from Raymond, who allegedly worked with Ho to put fraudulent information on shipping documents to conceal information on the items and recipients. The DOJ says all four discussed schemes to evade export controls by going through third-party countries first. Ho, Li, and Chen are also accused of working with unnamed individuals in Malaysia and Thailand to get the NVIDIA tech into China. Per the indictment, payments from the Chinese companies, which were not named, went through either a front realtor company in Florida or direct to Raymond's company account. Now, I tried to dig into the background of these Chinese nationals and this U.S. citizen who was born in Hong Kong. Unfortunately, the names are just too common, and it was a needle in a haystack trying to look into them. So, for the sake of this video, we are going to focus solely on Brian Curtis Raymond, and his history did not disappoint. Starting with Brian Raymond's LinkedIn page, which up until yesterday listed him as the chief technical officer at Corvex, although now it says consulting and service engagements. Interesting that somebody went in there and changed that just before I could get this video made. And maybe that sudden change to the LinkedIn page has something to do with this article in Ars Technica. Tech firm's new CTO gets indicted. Company then claims he was never CTO. Corvex named Brian Raymond as CTO days before the indictment for illegal chip exports. When four people were arrested and charged with a conspiracy to illegally export NVIDIA chips to China, there was an interesting side note. One of the arrestees, Alabama resident Brian Raymond, was the chief technology officer of an AI company called Corvex. Or was he? Corvex certainly seemed to think that Raymond was its CTO in the days before his indictment. Corvex named Raymond as its CTO in a press release and filings to the Securities and Exchange Commission, which detailed plans for a merger with Movano Health. But once Raymond was arrested, Corvex told media outlets that it had never completed the process of hiring him as an employee. While someone could technically be a CTO as a contractor and not a regular employee, a company spokesperson subsequently claimed to Ars that Raymond had never been the CTO. The company spokesperson asked Ars for a correction to our story, which accurately reported that Corvex itself described Raymond as its CTO and as part of its leadership team. Raymond was not CTO of Corvex, so the statement above is inaccurate. Corvex spokesperson Christopher Buscom, who is apparently with a third-party firm doing media relations from Corvex, told Ars on Monday in an email seeking a correction. The headline is also misleading as a result, as taken together, it suggests Raymond was CTO of Corvex. Raymond was CEO of Bitworks, a completely different company. Now, this is kind of hilarious. Just days after the company itself said Brian Raymond was their CTO, now they've hired a crisis management firm to go out and correct the media to say, no, he was never our CTO, even though we said he was our CTO just days earlier. You need to correct your misleading headline. And you don't have to take my word for it. Here it is in the company's own words. Press release, Corvex to go public in all-stock merger with Movano, creating a pure-play platform for secure AI infrastructure and high-performance inference. And you can see it up there at the bottom of the press release where it says about Corvex. They say, oh, Corvex is an AI cloud computing specializing, blah, blah, blah. They talk about the CEO, the co-CEO. And then they say, and Brian Raymond, Chief Technology Officer. That's their very own press release. Doesn't really leave you a lot of wiggle room, Corvex, but hey, if that's what the crisis manager tells you to say, who am I to interfere? Also, as mentioned in the headline of that press release, Corvex is going public via a merger with Movano Inc. Check out the price action on Movano, which has lost 99% of its value since going public in 2021. It's a shame because I bet Brian Curtis Raymond was going to turn that ship right around. And it's also worth pointing out that Brian Raymond has been sharing Corvex press releases on his LinkedIn page for the last 5 months, apparently. But again, Corvex would like to remind you that he was never their CTO, other than them saying he was their CTO. Now, going back to Brian's work history on LinkedIn, you'll notice there it lists him as CEO of Bitworks. Remember, that's the name of the company he was using to illegally acquire those NVIDIA GPUs and then forge shipping documents and smuggle them into China. We're going to skip right over bitworks.io for now. And you'll notice below that he was chief technology officer at a company called Taj Quantum. That is until October of 2025. Now, I found very little information about Taj Quantum. I did find this one from back in 2022 in Spectrum News. Tech startup offers secure communications for Ukrainians. Dr. Paul Lilly, the founder and CEO of Taj Quantum, has worked in the field of information technology for decades. In January, the startup began with a goal of providing secure blockchain technology, but after the Ukraine conflict, their focus shifted. What most people know us right now is our communication server that's providing over 100,000 people in that region with secure communications that aren't being hacked or listened in on by the Russians, said Lilly. So Taj Quantum, this company whose CTO has no qualms about selling out his own country as long as the price is right, was supposedly providing secure communications equipment to the Ukrainians. Oh, good. And I didn't realize just how full of it this company was until I found this one in EE News Europe. Room temperature superconductor sees key patent from July 31st of 2023. A U.S. company has received a key patent for a room temperature superconducting material that could see the material enter production. The announcement by Taj Quantum in Florida of a patent for a Type 2 room temperature superconductor follows a hotly contested paper from researchers in Korea last week. Okay, so let's get this straight here. A room temperature superconducting material would be just about the biggest breakthrough in materials of the last, I don't know, 200 years. It would revolutionize dozens of industries. This Florida shitco did not invent a room temperature superconductor. There are people out there claiming to have done so, and none of these papers have held up to any scientific scrutiny. Most notably, there was one in Korea published back in 2023, and it looks like this company saw that paper in Korea get published and just decided to go ahead and slap a patent on something they had no idea how to actually produce. Which led me to this hilarious post in Reddit. Stop posting about Taj Quantum previously to announcing their superconductor. They were a grifting blockchain company. Their website is about crypto. Their job openings are for blockchain engineers. All their tweets prior to the superconductor announcement was them shilling their blockchain solution. They have absolutely no ties to Lockheed other than one of their employees previously worked there for a few years. In other words, what Taj Quantum was doing with this room temperature superconductor was patent trolling. And what patent trolling is when you file for a patent with the U.S. Patent Office, not because you've invented something or you've made this technological breakthrough, but so eventually you could sue the people who do invent what you're claiming to have invented. In other words, it's just fraud, why the patent office allowed these guys to put a patent on a freaking room temperature superconductor, I have no idea. This company has not revolutionized material science in any way. So at this point, I'm already having a blast digging into Brian Raymond's work history, and that's when I came across this little beauty. Chief Technology Officer at Sysorex Inc. from October of 2021 to November of 2022. Now, Sysorex Inc., that may be familiar to you because it was just a couple of months ago that I made this video about Sysorex, which was a pump and dump stock scam that was run by the founders of my favorite NeoCloud, CoreWeave. But here's the short version. On April 1st, 2021, CoreWeave cuts a deal with Sysorex where they gave them all of their old Ethereum mining rigs. Remember, CoreWeave started out as Atlantic Crypto Corp, where they were an Ethereum miner. They got out of that business in 2021, and what they did is they dumped all their Ethereum mining rigs onto this company called Sysorex in exchange for many shares of Sysorex stock. And then just a few days after, on April 14th, Sysorex announced a reverse triangular merger where their stock shot up several 100% in a day. And of course, the CoreWeave founders do exactly what they're doing right now with CoreWeave shares, immediately started dumping them day in and day out. Sysorex stock would go on to lose 99% of its value. It's now worthless. Hey, just like what Movano did. And then I found this beauty of a press release from October of 2021. Sysorex appoints industry veteran Brian Raymond as chief technology officer. Sysorex to fully own New York data center and increase its GPU count for Ethereum mining operations by approximately 10%. When Sysorex hired Brian Raymond, they also bought out his pre-existing data center company Up North Holdings for $1 million. Pretty good deal for Brian Raymond. And of course, Sysorex stock would continue on its long journey to zero after that. And remember, CoreWeave was a major shareholder in Sysorex still at this point. So we had this little quote at the bottom of the press release. Brian Venturo, Chief Technology Officer of CoreWeave, which is a significant shareholder in Sysorex, further noted, Brian Raymond is the ideal CTO for Sysorex. He's one of the preeminent leaders in GPU mining with deep relationships on the hardware and software side that will prove fundamental to the continued success of the company. So now you can add Chinese chip smuggling CTOs to the list of shady AF associations with CoreWeave that already includes pump and dump scams, round-tripping deals with NVIDIA that would make Enron blush, GFC sleazebag extraordinaire Magnetar Capital, who created deliberately sabotaged CTOs and sold them to unsuspecting investors during the GFC, something that inspired this scene in The Big Short. And of course, my personal favorite, the network of 20 to 60 shell companies that the CoreWeave founders used to run carbon credits through the Cayman Islands back when they ran a company called NatSource. I've got a whole bunch of videos about all of this stuff, link down in the description. Now, prior to joining the CoreWeave guys at Sysorex, Brian Raymond also worked several jobs in the defense industry, which is kind of freaky. He worked for Powery Labs, Harris Corporation, which would become L3, ITT, EchoStorm, as well as some direct work for the DOD. That's just great knowing that the guy is willing to sell whatever to the Chinese for the right money. And as much fun as this had already been, and I thought I was just about done here, I just wasn't quite done with this guy. There's just something about that mug that didn't sit right with me. So I decided, what the heck, might as well run this guy through facial recognition. And when I ran Brian Raymond's mug through facial recognition, I only got one hit. That's it. This guy who's been CTO all over the place, apparently there's only one picture of him on the internet, and it's this weird AI-drawn pencil image. And the thing about this image is that it was listed on a website called consensusprotocol.org. And when I got to consensusprotocol.org, my first impression was, oh great, another AI or crypto shitco. Whatever reason, these guys always have these little doohickeys flying around in the background on their websites. I think they think it makes them look edgy or something. I don't know. But as I'm scrolling through the website, there's a problem. I can't find that picture of Brian Curtis Raymond. There's all their team members here, but no Brian Curtis Raymond. What happened? The facial recognition software said Brian Raymond's picture was on this website, and it wasn't. But that Wayback Machine will get you every time. You see, just a few days before making this video, it seems Consensus Protocol decided that they were going to scrub Brian Curtis Raymond's image from their website. Here it is, just a few days ago, Brian Raymond, CTO. Man, this guy is chief technical officer of freaking everybody. Also, over there next to Brian Raymond, there's Matty Ice. He's their CEO. This is a Bitcoin mining company. Matty Ice is a fake name. These guys also run a podcast called Cypherpunk. It looks like they just changed the name to Protocol Pulse. It's pretty much what you would expect of any Florida-based Bitcoin mining podcast. That guy next to CEO Matty Ice, that's a guy named John Drew. He's one of the managers at Consensus Protocol. He also runs Bitcoin conferences all around the Florida area where he runs around nobbing hobs with names like Michael Saylor and Grant Cardone. But while I was perusing the Consensus Protocol website, I did find this little gem. Equipment sourcing. Leveraging our industry connections and insider expertise, we secure exclusive pricing unavailable to the general public. Additionally, our extensive network spans both new and used computer parts markets, ensuring you have access to the best options available. For additional equipment sourcing, contact our sister company, bitworks.io, and mention our referral to receive a special offer. That's bitworks.io. That is the company that Brian Raymond was using to smuggle his chips into China. You know, it's worth pointing out to whoever the guy whose job was at Consensus Protocol to scrub Brian Raymond from your website, you missed a spot. So long story short, that thing that never happens, the smuggling of NVIDIA GPUs into China, it just happened again. This isn't a huge story. It was $4 million worth of GPUs from this stupid little company in Alabama run by this guy whose work history is just hilarious, touching these shitco Bitcoin miners, these patent trolling websites that are, I really hope not, selling secure communications to the Ukrainians while their chief technical officer is being indicted for smuggling stuff to the Chinese. And also, of course, this touches my favorite company in the whole wide world, CoreWeave via Cicerex, which was a pump and dump, which looks an awful lot like that company Movano, which is trying to merge with Corvex, the company that said this guy was their CTO, and then days later said, no, he's not our CTO. Why would you ever say that? The story's kind of hilarious. Guys, the AI space is such a wretched hive of scum and villainy. These guys are freaking degenerates, and they're everywhere. How many of these little company, these little smuggling operations are out there? Probably many. This is not the first one that's been busted. It probably won't be the last. But just look at what I was able to find out about this one low-level dirtbag from Alabama. Just imagine what's going to be uncovered when this bubble finally bursts and all the regulators and law enforcement gets off their butts and does what they were supposed to have been doing this whole time. Hey, you two journalists, who knows what we're going to find once they finally do start turning over those rocks. Till next time, live small and dream big.